T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you got through the weekend. I always say that, you know, but
happy
it's a
Monday,
of,
everybody.
You know, everyone's mental health
hope you got through the weekend.
Nourished.
I always say that,
robust,
you know, but it's a matter
of
I hope
healing,
you know, everyone's
rest.
Mental health was
oh, man. Yeah,
now,
I'm trying to get
robust,
back to
lots
more
of healing
and
rest.
Exercise.
And,
oh, man. Yeah, I'm trying to get back
my heart rate
to
is feeling
more
it.
Movement and exercise.
I have some heart
and,
issues in my family,
yeah.
So
yep.
It has my, been
my heart mandated
rate is
by my doctor.
I have
that I got some
heart
issues in my
life,
family.
But, you know, it's good for mental health.
Movement
and exercise. We talk about that pretty frequently.
That I got some
never body shaming. It's not about losing weight,
counting calories, or feeling bad about how you look.
It's about how you feel.
And for me,
never body shaming. It's not about losing weight, counting calories, or
keeps everything.
About how you look, it's about how you feel.
The way
it
for
needs
me,
to feel,
a lot of movement
energy
tends to feel really great.
So, look, lots
keeps
going on.
Lots happened over the weekend.
Feeling
in
the way
terms
it needs
of people
to feel
really
digging
spike
deep
energy.
And
so,
looking
look, lots going on. Lots happened
at,
over the weekend.
I guess
in terms
they're branding,
of people really
their
digging
deep,
the impact they're having on the wider world, and I think it's really beautiful. So,
I guess they're branding,
let's start with
their
Dixie
Chicks,
the impact they're having on the wider world, and I think it's really beautiful.
Again, the word
so,
Dixie.
Let's start with Dixie Chicks
tied to some problematic historical norms and values.
Again, the word
Dixie
with its southern word
tied to some problematic.
Although they did get in trouble with just going by
values, kind of like
Lady because there's a famous jazz singer named Lady, but
although they did get
out,
in trouble with just going by.
They've all sat
Lady
down
because there's
that
a
one
famous
out.
Jazz singer
but, you
named
know, Dixie
Lady,
Chicks,
but they're
that's
working
freaking
awesome.
They released some new music,
which is
they've all sat down and
they're
figuring that one out. But you know, Dixie Chicks,
I think it's
freaking awesome.
And I'm really proud of
music, which is really
very much rooted
in
everything that's happening.
People listen. I heard someone say this on Twitter, and
I'm really proud
they were saying that platforms that do that.
If Donald Trump,
people listen.
Just
I heard someone say this on Twitter, and I thought it was so smart
they were saying that.
Right? We have, you know, people.
If Donald
platform,
Trump, people
just accept and tweet out to wear masks,
and you know,
that
remember
many more
that
people would, right?
Or,
people
you know,
large
people large
platform,
it doesn't
people assume
that
they know
something,
and
or
you know,
their
knowledge
that.
Or intellect,
or
people of large following,
often
it doesn't
necessarily speak to
their
education
like our president
or their
knowledge
the
or intellect.
People,
it's
people learn.
Often,
you know, a lot of people
are just unsure.
People like our president,
these things got
the Dixie Chicks
conversation's really going.
People learn.
Quite stunning.
We're seeing a lot of
unsure or uneducated
things
around the country.
Conversation's really going.
We have a big old
quite stunning. We're seeing a lot of
he is responsible.
Genocide
country get removed. I know in Philadelphia
it's,
we have
it's
a
big,
big
legacy.
Old Christopher
you can
Columbus,
do that research
he is
curious,
responsible
for
a lot of
genocide.
Down, so.
It's
a big legacy.
What else
you
is going
kind
on?
Of do that research if you're curious. But we're taking that
kitchen.
Bad boy down.
Now, those
so,
that aren't of you that aren't
proud
vegan are familiar.
What else is going on?
They have a huge following.
Thug
they
Kitchen.
Have a cookbook.
Now,
it's
those
actually
that
are
very
that aren't
popular
vegan,
vegan
cookbook.
Necessarily,
it's one that
they have
I have.
Huge following.
I love it.
I've gotten to know
they have
them.
A cookbook.
It's
too,
actually
very
well.
Popular
well, understandably, the word thug.
It's one that I
have.
Some.
I love it.
Problems with
the connotation
that wrote it very
well.
Used
well,
understandably,
the word thug
people have
some
etc.
problems with the connotation.
So they're now going to be
changing
their name.
Why not?
People are people of
color.
And I say why not as in
so they're
to
now
change your name is about evolution.
Why not?
I think
you know,
that's
stunning.
You know, freaking out.
And I say why not
the
as
legacy
in
that's tied to,
to change
like
your
Dixie
name is about evolution.
It's about
want
you know people are
kitchen.
You know freaking out. Saying,
things
what about
are a lot
the
of
legacy that's tied to
like
names like
get
the Dixie
Chicks
statues and
put more
powerful meaningful
kitchen
that
reflect where
things are a lot of and change. Right?
History can remain in the books
and
put some
more powerful meaningful ones that
reflect where we are currently.
You know,
history can remain in the books
and
in some forms. Right?
Also,
some white actresses are backing off of continuing to do
black cartoon
also,
characters.
Some
Jenny
white
Slate,
actresses
doing a black
are backing
for a
off
show
of continuing
Big Mouth,
to do
Kristen
black
Bell was
cartoon
doing
characters.
Called Central
Jenny
Park,
Slate,
who was doing a black
both
character
of them are saying
a show
after what's
Big
already
Mouth,
been filmed
Kristen
Bell
was
doing
no
longer
called Central Park. I haven't seen it.
And,
that
and both of them are saying after what's already been filmed and released,
again, that's all
no
I'm
longer
about
do
trans
characters and
be played by trans
individuals,
people of color,
because
trans
actors
and
actresses
don't
traditionally
trans characters
cast
by trans individuals. For many, that's
because trans actors and actresses
again
traditionally
get
for them. Also,
cast
why not have them play themselves?
For many, that's the only
ones
that
I think that
that
is very, very, very beautiful.
So let's leave it for them.
Also,
30
Rock.
Not have
they
them
are
play
going
themselves.
Back and removing episodes
so that
involve
is very,
blackface.
Very, very beautiful. So that's been controversial as well.
I'm going back.
I think
and
that's great.
Episodes
people shouldn't have to bump into that.
We're aware that it happened. We're
so that's been controversial
down.
As well.
Apologize.
Be accountable.
People should have to bump into that.
We're aware that it happened. Remove
you know,
it. Take them
make
down.
Make some great television that doesn't
apologize.
Have to
be accountable.
Do better. Learn.
Are looking
and,
at their legacy from
you know,
years ago.
Make some great television that doesn't have to evolve.
They're looking back and realizing, wow,
looking at their legacy from years ago,
decades ago,
what I was doing.
They're looking back and realizing, wow,
I wasn't aware of the damage or violence that
that
did was doing.
Accountability.
We're now
care.
And then
making
it right, doing better,
and we move on.
Great.
We can't just vote
that's what it's about.
Accountability
the planet,
is about apologizing,
set boundaries,
making it right, doing better,
and we move on.
We can't just vote
so problematic
people off the planet.
But
we got to be here
for reconciliation,
people that
apologize
from positions
because that's what it's about.
It's not about harm,
but
we got
to
be
here for reconciliation
and getting to the root of it
and
removing that from
the system,
and also just being better.
It's got
to
be about change
forward
and getting to the root of it and removing
that from
the system, and also just being better so no one's harmed.
Rooting ourselves in true healing.
We've all
harmed. So that's my job.
Harm,
that's
not
my
career
apologist,
but
that's
how can we heal and transform?
Rooting ourselves in
I don't
true healing.
But I'm a therapist.
I do
so that's my boundaries.
That's
my
career
consequences.
How
can
we
heal
and
transform?
Critical analysis,
punishment.
We can't just
boundaries
vote everyone
off the island.
Consequences.
I don't like.
But then there are some people that are continuing
analysis,
the problem,
but
and we have
we
to look at ways that
we can
kind of contain that.
I don't have all the answers.
But then there are some people
that
are continuing the
whole conversation.
And we have to look at ways that we can kind of contain that.
I don't have all the answers around that.
Congress talking about that
beautiful stuff.
A lot of people, no name the rapper, has been talking a lot about that as well.
Congress
and talking about
that
beautiful
stuff. Angela Davis,
a lot of people, no name the rapper,
has been talking
a lot
about
that
as well.
But
we don't have all the answers.
Talk about
a lot of
Angela Davis
figuring it out.
She's written
many books on it.
Love her.
But we don't have all the answers. There's a lot of gray areas we're figuring it out. But I'm glad that these people are taking it seriously.
Anywho, coming up next,
we're going to be talking about reasons for lowered or low.
Anywho, coming up next,
desire.
We're going to be talking
why?
About reasons
what
for
can we do about
lowered
it?
Or
stick
low
around. Listen to Love Live with Dr. Chris.
Sexual
channel
desire.
Radio.com.
What can we do about it?
All right, we're
stick
back.
Listen
hope
to
you are checking
Dr.
out
Chris.
My live stream
new channel
show.
Q.
I'm listening
and
live. That's
com.
Every Thursday night on all the radio.com handles. So it's radio.com, but also their Twitter, their Facebook, and the YouTube page. And you can go check out all the past episodes. It's really great. It's 30 minutes. We talk about the intersections of mental health and COVID. And that's quite an expansive constellation of different things. Always great. Celebrities and experts talking about the what, the where, the who. But it's really stunning to see these celebrities getting vulnerable, and they don't often get to talk about their mental health and their self-care and the tips of how they've managed to thrive or even given themselves some grace around the things that they're struggling with. And it's nice for people to see the humanity and the vulnerability, and we can also learn a lot. It's been really great sitting with them, and so I really value doing this show. So again, that's live every Thursday night at 5 p.m. Pacific. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. And again, that's on all the radio.com handles, and you can go back and check it out. It's called I'm Listening Live. Also, question of the night. It's up on our Loveline IG page, as always, in the story. And also our DMs. Slide into them. Let us know what your thoughts and questions are, and we'll be answering them throughout the show. That'll be later in the show. All right, sexual desire.
All right,
desire.
We're back.
Hope listen, you are checking out my live
desire.
Stream show.
People
I'm listening
don't
live. That's every Thursday night on all the radio.com handles. So it's radio.com,
like,
but also their Twitter, their Facebook,
it, right?
and the YouTube page.
So let's start.
And you can go
way.
Check out all the past
so
episodes.
We
it's really
stop
great.
It's
30 minutes. We talk about the intersections
about
of mental health and
think
COVID.
As
and that's quite
an
expansive
action.
Constellation
it's
of different
a,
things. Always great.
It just doesn't
experts
it's not this thing over there
the what, the where,
that
the
is compartmentalized.
It's really
and untouched,
stunning
right?
to see
kind of like a
celebrities getting
plant.
Vulnerable.
You got to put.
They don't
some
often
light.
Get to
you
talk
know
about
the conditions
their mental
of health
and
their
self care and
the tips
grow,
and
of how they've managed
as a blooming flower
thrive or
want to make sure that you're watering it, but the right amount as often as it needs it.
And our sex drive is going to be different
for
people to see.
So when we talk about sexual desire,
you can also learn a lot.
I love that we use the word desire,
so I really value
that means
show. So again, that's
that means
live every Thursday night
that
at 5 p.m. Pacific,
towards.
That's 8 p.m. Eastern.
And so think about
again,
that.
If you're the partner,
handles, and
okay,
you can go back and check it out,
who
it's called
is
I'm Listening
trying
live.
To make sense of
also,
your partner,
question of the night.
It's up on our Loveline IG page.
You. As
always,
think
in
of
the,
it as
you
story.
Have to ask yourself.
And also our DMs.
Slide
into them.
Worthy
of your thoughts and questions are. And
should I
be answering them throughout the show?
Am I desirable?
That'll be later in
the show. I don't mean that in terms of
body politics and attractability.
Sexual desire. I don't mean
people don't necessarily understand it.
I mean in terms of have I been showing up as the
like
kind of human being that one would want
it,
to
right?
be close with.
So let's start
that one
this
would
way.
Want to be vulnerable
so
with. That one
we
would want to possibly
literally be sexually penetrated.
We want to
penetrate
it as a verb.
It's an action.
Carried away on that word.
It's not a
but
noun.
That's
it just doesn't
question.
Exist.
And so that's
when the
thing over there
asking
that is compartmentalized
to
talk
about
sexuality.
It's kind of like a flower or
have is your relationship or have
you been showing up as a partner in a way that's upon
the
chicken
desire
thrive and grow
in terms of closeness
and
blooming flower.
And sometimes they go, wow,
no. To make sure that you're watering it.
But the right amount. amount as often as it needs it.
And our sex drive is going to be different for everyone.
About the quality of the relationship.
So when we talk about sexual desire,
because if it's not feeling robust or strong or connected,
it's understandable again that there's not a lot of energy in that way.
Interesting.
So I say to them, how can you make yourself someone more worthy of desire?
And so think about that.
If you're the partner,
and often it's about this concept of foreplay, but again, I use that in a very expansive way,
which means your partner starts sexual desire with and toward you.
We even talk about arousal
as though
foreplay is what you've
done hours before, days before, weeks before.
Because you symbolically step forward.
Should I be
with
desired?
Your partner
am I desirable?
Is,
and I don't
in their
mean
body,
that in terms
they're feeling all the responses
politics
to
and
all the ways you've been with them and towards them for hours and days.
I mean, in
and
terms
so sometimes
of
the
have
I been showing desire
is not even
talking about
one would want
yet,
to be close
just talking
with,
about
that one would want
who
to
are
be vulnerable
with,
that one would want to possibly
kind of
literally
that,
be sexually
like, oh, you know, things are in the space where actually makes sense.
Then we do talk about sex.
Is the kind of sex you have worth wanting?
And so that's one of the questions they ask.
Is it even pleasurable? Does it even acknowledge
sexuality?
All the partners are looking for
a relationship,
or have you been showing up
as a partner in a way that's worthy of being
not even fun?
Because
in
sometimes
the closeness
isn't
pleasure,
fun.
And sometimes
it's
go,
not
wow,
worthy
no.
of being wanted.
You know, I haven't
right?
been
so then that's
nicest
the second
person
level,
to be around.
Right?
Like,
and then I also
talked
about
wanting,
the quality of the
relationship.
How's the relationship
sexual
feel?
I have?
Which,
because
some
if couples
feeling
never
asked
or stronger
love
connected,
that
it's understandable
do we have the
again,
kind
that
of sexual
not a lot
enjoy
of energy in that way.
So I say, how can you make yourself someone more worthy of desire or love to do?
Are there things you'd love to change
or tweak? And often it's about this concept
of foreplay. How am I as a sex partner?
But again, I use that in a very expansive way.
And then you move into yourself.
Foreplay starts long before.
If you're the person who may be struggling with their own
interest
or foreplay
is what you've done hours
you
before, days
before,
to
weeks
engaging
before,
sexuality.
You symbolically
with the
step
who's
forward
with
it,
and
your
partner
is
and
maybe
your body.
Not,
and it's okay to feel
all the responses
to
other parts
all the ways
or sexuality
with them
that you are willing
to partake
for hours.
Maybe it's
days.
Not penetration.
And so sometimes
maybe it's
the
workout,
sexual
are you
desire,
down for oral?
Is not even
are you
talking about
mutual masturbation? Are you down
just talking about
who you are
on their
relationship to each other?
What
do
you kind of resolve that? What do
you
feel like? Oh,
because
when
the partner
makes a
space
that should make sense, then we do talk about sex.
Is the kind of sex
I'm not down for that tonight, but I'm down to hold.
Is it even
not
fun?
Down
is
for
it even pleasurable? Does it even
cuddle?
Acknowledge?
I want you to.
All
there
the
make
partners are looking for or wanting.
So, the work
is
on all
just
those
one person's
levels.
Pleasure.
But sometimes
is
it's also asking
not
ourselves,
not even fun.
Is this
because
the partner
sometimes the
relationship I want to be
even fun?
Right?
And this is not worthy of being wanted,
or
right?
lack of interest.
So then that's the second level, right?
What do I
like,
need or what do
I
want?
Is this even
am I not
worth
asking for
the
kind of sexual
in
that feels
is it the
good
kind of
sexual
I have?
Showing up.
Some
fully?
Couples have never
am
asked
not showing
that.
Up
I love that
open
question.
To receive and
do
to
we have
enjoy?
The kind of sexual you
and
enjoy
so
having?
It's so big and it's so
and
complex.
Has your sexuality evolved
and so for some couples?
Are there things you would love to do? Check out my book.
Sex outside the lines and rebel.
How am I as a sex partner?
I go extensively into all the different.
And then you move into yourself.
That are the constellation that make all this up.
If you're the
big work, it's not just as simple as like, why won't my partner have sex
whatnot?
With me? Or why don't
are
I want
open
sex?
To
the check in on all those things. And then we also have to look at our body. How do we feel about our body?
And safe.
How do we feel being naked?
And
are we
and
comfortable
you're not?
Being touched?
And it's okay to do things
we're not interested
touched?
In.
Are there parts
giving and receiving
or sexuality
pleasure?
That you are willing to
there might
partake
be some
maybe
somatic
it's not
touch
work
to be done in
maybe
that.
It's not about orgasm.
So,
you
know,
are you down for oral?
It's a big constellation. We keep talking about it. We always
down to maybe
it's focus on their pleasure.
Having access to that is
what
can really
create
a deeper level of intimacy
and
connection.
I always want to
between
two partners. Then,
even if
you
say,
I'm not down
for that
tonight,
but
I'm down
to
hold hands.
I'm not down for this tonight,
okay,
but I'm down
okay.
to cuddle. I want you to
take a little break
for your attention.
We're going
to
come back and talk about
on all those
divorce
levels, but sometimes
because
it's also
Britain
asking ourselves,
passed a new law,
is this the
kind of
relationship I
want to
be?
Think our thought
right?
process should
and
be around
the person with the
divorce.
Lower
so
we're
going to unpack that.
You're listening
talking.
To Loveline with Dr. Chris
on the new channel.
What do
Q,
I need
or
what
do
I want?
Am I not asking for the kind of sexual?
All right,
ready.
We're back
and let's talk about divorce.
Am I not showing up?
Can't talk about divorce without talking about marriage. But
so
Britain passed
so big and it's so complex.
It allows for a no.
And so for some couples, you need a sex therapist. Check out my books. That
is
Sex Outside the Lines
kind of
and Rebel Love.
So it's not
I
about
go extensively into all the different elements
going on
that, that are the constellation that make all
this. But it's
this
whole topic.
But it's big work. It's not just as simple as like, why won't my partner have sex with me? Or why don't I want
obstacles?
We have to check in on all those things. And then we also have to look at our body. How do we feel about our body? How do we feel being naked? Are we comfortable being touched? Are we comfortable seeing ourselves touched?
When
are we comfortable giving and receiving pleasure? There might be
some
somatic and touch work to be done in that.
Requires
so, you know, that
legislation,
it's a big constellation.
Legislation
we'll keep talking about
by the government.
Do,
the government is going
to
step in and decide some things for our relationship.
Access
how many
to that
people
is
can
what
be involved
can
in
really
it,
create
how,
a deeper level of
intimacy, what we have
connection.
To get out between two partners.
And there's benefits to that, right?
Then you can have
we
what someone
can talk a lot about. We see this
right?
in the gay rights movement. How
okay.
without marriage, people were denied.
We're going to come back and talk about the power of attorney.
People were denied
because Britain passed
a new law
and it kind of impacts what I think
all these things that are
afforded
people that are in
monogamous marriage.
We're going
to
unpack that.
Listen to Love
Line
with Dr.
Chris
on the new channel QPeopleOnly.com.
And gay marriage was about an equality model of offering all the same things to same-sex couples that opposite-sex couples have. Why? Well, because there really shouldn't be a distinction. It's just a different gender choice, but it's not rooted in anything powerfully or meaningfully distinct that should not make them as valid, right? Okay, so we get over that hurdle. Now, the downside, and this comes up with a lot of couples I work with, is that divorce is quite expensive and it can be very tumultuous and it's not simple. And that makes some people stick around in a relationship, a marriage that they don't want to be in. And that is heartbreaking from a mental health perspective. Psychologically speaking, what are we doing at that point, right? We now have this legal bill and this legal structure
that's getting in the way of us actually taking care of ourselves and what we want.
And I want can't talk about divorce without talking about marriage, love, but care, Britain passed a law.
And when that law allows for available, I want people to have the ability to leave.
Now, easily.
That is what
so
kind of is the springboard.
I am all about it's not about unpacking or talking
marriage
about
for
what's
some
going
couples
in Britain
that
are
looking for those
but it's this
special
whole topic
that come with it
where they have another path.
Loops,
and I really wish divorce
and
was
the obstacle
simpler.
And I work with
individuals on
so,
leaving relationships
let's start from
the
way
they entered
lovingly.
I think that there's a lot of really
backing out the way they backed in.
We slowly move in.
When
it's okay
we get
to slowly
married,
move out.
It's okay to be friends with your exes.
It's a decision to
burn things down.
People are angry, but they want to punish.
Legislation.
Legislation by the government.
The government is going
to
step in and
if we weren't tied to
our
relationship,
how many people can be involved in it?
We would have to just be a good loving person.
To get in,
otherwise,
to get out.
They could leave us.
And there's
and
benefits
they could
leave
to
us
that,
very
right?
simply and easily.
We
and I think
can
that
talk
that
a lot about
we
see this
respects,
in gay rights
cases
and how,
because it's
without
heart
marriage,
to see
people
were
denied
stuck
inheritance,
together,
people were denied
or
power,
stuck
attorney,
together
people
a little
denied
bit longer than their loved one
in the hospital,
tax breaks,
all these things that are afforded people that are in a monogamous marriage.
And also, it breaks my heart that there's some individuals that don't want to get married to
because of
the divorce thing that could occur.
Gay marriage
was
about
to them to
an equality model.
I understand
of
that. Respect that.
All the same things.
Because that could also lead to a lot of
psychological
opposite sex
couples
have.
A lot of traditional gender
well,
roles.
Because
as soon as people get
really
married,
shouldn't be a distinction of children.
It's just a
and
different gender
choice.
Like,
I don't want to get married. Let's
it's
look
not
at
rooted in anything powerfully.
They have a beautiful, stunning relationship
that should not,
not
make them as valid.
They're not married
right?
now.
Okay,
they've been together
so
for
we
decades.
Get over that hurdle. Now, the
downside.
They're not necessarily looking for
this.
Comes
up
a lot of couples I
was talking to Jenny from TLC.
Is quite expensive.
She's not necessarily a fan of marriage,
and it can be
and that's
going to
be actually coming up this Thursday on Listening Live,
and that makes some people stick around in a relationship.
A tidbit about
that they don't want to be in.
But basically,
and that is heartbreaking.
Sometimes
from a
marriage and divorce
psychologically
can
speaking,
remove us from
what are we doing
what
at that
relationship
right?
actually
we
supposed
now
to be
have this
and
legal
it becomes
bill,
this consumer structuralist
that's getting in the way
process,
of us actually taking care of
you know,
ourselves
and it
and
becomes
what we
about
want.
And when
I
say capitalist,
I mean
in terms of
like
in love,
consumers,
care,
I mean in terms of
trust.
Ownership
and that
like,
no longer
is
there
or
available.
You're tethered
I want people to have the ability to
you
leave.
Have to be in this
easily.
There's finances tied in this.
I am all about the movement
away
from
love is
supposed to be
about for some couples.
This is a relic
that aren't looking for
marriage
special breaks that come with it or they have another path.
Monogamy is only about
and I really wish
divorce
the exact
number
is, but it's
not
that
old.
And I work with individuals
and
on leaving relationships
marriage
the way they entered,
supposed
lovingly,
to be rooted in
backing
ownership
out the way they backed
and
in,
acquiring land and money
it's okay
and control,
to move out.
And
it's okay to be friends with your
networking.
Exes.
It wasn't about love
down.
Historically,
people are angry,
but now it
but
is.
They want to punish.
People
shouldn't
do
be
marry,
about that.
But
if, again,
I love this
model,
love,
but that can get lost
of,
in the process.
If we weren't tied
so I'm not saying
to
marriage is bad
and
wrong.
What I'm saying
we would have to just be a good loving person. Otherwise, they could leave us, and they could leave us very simply and easily. And I think that that should be allowed in some respects.
It pulls away from
the
whole
purpose. I have a family member, and they're in a miserable marriage,
stuck together.
But they stay in it because that's what they've been taught to do.
Why? Because they're married, or
why? Because marriage is supposed to be
forever. Because they can't afford.
Even when it's toxic for both.
And
even
also
when
it breaks my heart that there's some individuals that don't want to get married,
which we often
allow
because of
emotional abuse is normalized.
We see that
but
as
also because
what
that doesn't feel good to them to
commitment.
Sign a contract.
And so
I understand
the mental health piece
that.
Just drifts away.
Because that could also lead to a lot of psychological
backsliding
and a lot of traditional
gender roles. Is what should be centering and keeping them two together at marriage,
especially
when they have children.
When the love is gone,
there's
some
people
like,
I don't
want to
get married.
Let's look at
Oprah
and
transition.
They
have a beautiful, stunning relationship.
Such as friendship.
Not going to get married.
We all get new. We both get new sexual romantic
partners,
but friendship remains.
But again, a lot of
they're not necessarily looking for that. They're not a fan of that.
Also, I was talking to Chili from TLC.
She's not
you know,
constantly talking
marriage.
About that because
and
again,
that's
going to
be
actually
coming
that,
up
that
this
kind
Thursday
of like
on the
buzzword
live
that
and
this
is
all encapsulated
to hear
within.
But
a tidbit
you know,
about that.
Again,
relationships
should
basically
relationship should be about love.
Sometimes marriage
there,
and divorce
can remove
so
us
so
from
again,
what a relationship is actually supposed to be
but,
about. And it becomes
I would love for us to start to work on
solutions
that exist.
You know, and it becomes about when I say capitalist,
and that's kind
of
where
queer
I mean in terms of ownership
and same-sex relationships kind of step in and they show us the beauty
to be in
of
this.
Other
relationships. There's finances tied in this.
And single
like,
parenting.
That's not relationship and love.
Same sex parenting.
This is a relic
community parenting
of where marriage came
and these
from.
These are relational
monogamy
constellations.
Only about,
oh,
I
forget
what
saying.
The exact number is,
and,
but it's not that
they're alternative
old.
Forms of family making,
and
but they're equally as
marriage
beautiful
was
and as powerful.
Supposed to be rooted
and
in
start to
ownership
more of
and
that.
Acquiring
land,
money, and
control,
and queer individuals.
And
families, some are choosing networking.
But it wasn't about love because they realized that was more of a heterosexual structure with a lot of issues and problems.
And get into relationships
and you can't
for
easily
but that can get lost
out
in
of
the
that.
Process.
And
so I'm not
so
saying marriage
choice
is bad
that
and wrong.
Make.
What I'm saying is,
I get it. All right, coming up next, DM.
We're still time to weigh in on the question of the night. So do that.
Coming up with those DMs, though, you listen to Love
Line
with Dr. Chris on the new channel.
I have a family member, and they're in a miserable marriage. Miserable. But they stay in it because that's what they've been taught to do. Why? Because they're married. Why? Because marriage is supposed to be forever, even when it's toxic for both, even when there's emotional abuse, right? Which we often allow normalized. A lot of emotional abuse is normalized. We see that as what comes with being in a commitment. And so the mental health piece just drifts away. The part that love is what should be centering and keeping them two together drifts away. When the love is gone, the relationship doesn't need to exist, or it can transition into a new form, such as friendship. And we all get new, we both get new sexual romantic partners, but the friendship can remain. But again, a lot of traditional perspectives don't allow space for that. A lot of toxic monogamy, you know, and I'm constantly talking about that because again, that is kind of like the buzzword that this is all encapsulated within. But you know, again, relationships should be about love. When it's not there, we should have the ability to exit. So again, do what you're going to do, but I would love for us to start to work on solutions that exist outside of these two options only. And that's kind of where queer and same-sex relationships kind of step in, and they show us the beauty and health of other relational styles and configurations. Single parenting, same-sexed parenting, community parenting, and these are relational constellations, as I keep saying, and they're alternative forms of family making, but they're equally as beautiful and as powerful, and you're going to start to see and hear more of that, again, because of the same-sexed and queer individuals, that some are choosing marriage, but many aren't because they realize that that was more of a heterosexual structure with a lot of issues and problems, and you can't easily exit out of that. And so it's a choice that many don't make.
I get it. All right, coming up next, DM. Still time to weigh in on the question of the night, so do that. Coming up with those DMs, though, you listen to Love Line with Dr. Chris on the new channel Q and radio.com.
It is. So let your friends know, hey, I realize we don't talk a lot about sex. Is that okay if we start doing that? I'd love to be more honest with y'all. And then also you can frame the request. I love transparency where you say, hey, listen, I'm going to divulge because I care about you guys. I want you to know who I am. And I'm also working on not having any shame about any part of my sexuality. And so I want to share with you guys things that turn me on. But I'd love it if you could reserve judgment and not try to shame it. And it might be kooky or too creative or diverse for you. And we can talk about that. But don't make me feel bad for it. You know, like, let's engage it. Like, we're not, you know, we have to, that's the journey. And there's so much, I don't know, so much juice in that. And I love that. It's ongoing because our sexuality is ongoing, right? Our sexuality is an open system, always changing as we have new experience and see new things, find new things arousing. Beautiful stuff. All right. Question of the night that's coming up in the next half of the show. So weigh in on that because there is still time. That's on our Loveline IG stories. You're listening to Loveline with Dr. Chris on the new channel Q and on radio.com.
All right, we're back, and now it is time to talk to our. You're actually basically soon going to be known as the OG Love Line guy, not just.
I know. I don't think I've ever worked this much for free in radio, but it's delightful.
Oh, God bless you. All right, so I have two things I wanted to talk to you about.
Oh, my name is Jay Rodriguez, by the way. I don't think we said. Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot okay. To go to that part. I can
it's
see.
It's okay.
If I jumped on.
They'll figure it out. It's good. I could be Mario Lopez for all they know.
All right, Jay Rodriguez, that is your name. So I had a question first off, because this is something that came in, you know, a lot of things we talk about are things that are swirling around in culture, but they also come into my office. And I was working with a couple and they were just talking about socialization. So you are someone who has continued to have a really prominent career that takes place within the bar and club culture. You've done shows that were written up in Time Out New York, iconic off-Broadway shows. So what do you think, I guess it's a two-part question. Number one, what do you think is, when do you think we're going to be moving back to old school bar club culture, and what do you think the new changes are going
to
be? Because
to practice safer sex,
do you think we're going to go back to the baseline, or do you think there's going to be a new version of it?
Challenge their partner.
Yeah, so it's tricky because day by day, depending on where you live, the rules and regulations have shifted. Some I know that on Friday I was part of Pride Live Stonewall Day,
DMs they are on our Loveline IG page, slide on in, drop us your question, and you can also do it on my Dr. Donahue page. A lot of people, I think, drop in there not necessarily meaning for it to be a DM, but I use it as such. confidentially,
every server had a mask and a clear face guard.
All right, here we go.
There was hand sanitizer at every table. You were not allowed to get up and socialize. You could take your mask off at your table, but you needed to order food. You could just come and have drinks.
My friends, my partners, it's not a problem.
You know,
it's like my friends just don't understand.
Brings me back to that little Smith song. Sometimes parents just don't understand. Pre-pandemic,
I'm dating myself for some of y'all.
Okay. I love that's not a problem for any kind of socialization. It's just not something I'm comfortable with yet.
When safe, right, when you know you're not going to be judged, all the different things that turn you on.
Kept me at home.
It's powerful,
but I recognize I'm in the minority.
And remember, someone comes to you,
in some
and they're gifting you with the vulnerability and intimacy building of telling you what turns them on.
The minute that people started going out to restaurants and stuff and meeting up with friends that they hadn't seen in a while, many restaurants have the rule you're allowed to be at your table with whomever, and you can let go of your mask. Now, here's where you get tricky. If you have 10 people
but with your friends,
from 8 different households, let's say, I'll be conservative
general,
with that number, who are all maskless at a
you
table,
could,
then you're basically encountering,
discussing sex,
you know,
which
if
I think
you seven other people other than yourself
comfortable,
who don't live
people,
with you and, you know,
so
cross-contaminating with that
really
mask in close
sex.
Quarters.
Is
so
that
for
okay
me,
if we start doing
I just,
that? I'd love to be
I was watching a lot of,
and then also you can frame the request. I'd love transparency.
And a lot of people, when they talk about the pandemic, are kind of feel the way I do.
I'm also working on
really
not having any shame about any part of my sexuality.
My alone time.
So I want to share with you guys things that turn me on, but I'd love it if you could.
So for me, I don't see us resorting to what we knew as normal. I saw some places in Las Vegas, we talk about live performance,
that
had put basically plexiglass
around
the singer, much like you would use for a drummer to mute that drummer's sound. But really, singers, we spit. And when we talk, it's exponentially more.
Always changing as we have new experiences.
Then when
things,
we spit, so when you're
beautiful
singing,
stuff.
You're literally kind of right. Setting those particles.
Question
out
of the night
there.
That's coming
so
up in the next half of the show.
Really
so weigh in on that
because
there's
real
still time
way,
that's on our Loveline
many of the places
IG
like
stories.
Listen,
Loveline,
with Dr.
Chris,
soft
on the new
folks,
Channel Q,
not
and on
social
radio.
Distancing, even though they was recommended but not enforced.
Because it's like a complex issue, right? Because it's not just how many people you get a table with. It's not just how long are you quote unquote eating so your masks are off. It's also how large is the space? Large.
Yeah.
Low ceilings. You're there for hours and hours. And like you said, each person represents maybe a different household. And how many people are they in contact with in their household?
Right. That really becomes the issue. And then you have to also, the flip side of that, and I know this is where it gets murky, is people feel like we've turned an issue that is science-based and medically based into some tribal kind of polarized political system where if you wear a mask, you're against, wearing a mask for some feels like you're impeding on their civil liberties. Or even you have the religious sects who are saying that, you know, God will heal them and then God will protect them. And it's just not about you. It's really about who you might pass the virus on. We know that this is one of the only viruses that is has the sort of lifespan that it does, where you have different people experiencing it in so many different ways. You could be asymptomatic from beginning to end and pass the virus on to all other folks who will have like really terrible outcomes.
So,
we're back.
You think
I can't imagine there's ever a moment
I think it's
going to
be drips,
but not just.
You don't think that at some point we'll look around and it'll just feel like how it's always been? You think that there'll be some ongoing changes?
So, what I can speak to is where I live in West Hollywood and just kind of seeing during the daytime driving around the grocery stores right near the bars.
I have two things I wanted to talk to you about.
My name is outside seating and all this stuff, but I haven't gone.
All right, I forgot.
I
can see
it's okay.
They'll
figure it out. I think the being alone and using socialization in big groups.
All right,
Jay
Rodriguez, that is your name.
Alone,
so I had a question first off, because this is something that came in, you know,
bars,
a lot of things we talk about are things that are swirling around in culture, but they also come into my office.
Like,
and I was working with a couple, and they were just talking about socialization. So you are someone who has continued to have a really prominent career that takes place within the bar and club culture. You've done shows that were written up in Time Out New York, iconic off-Broadway shows. So what do you think? I guess it's a two-part question. Number one, what do you think? When do you think we're going to be moving back to old school bar club culture? And what do you think the new changes are going
to
be? Because
you don't know.
Do you think? Yeah. Do you think we're going to go back to the baseline, or do you think it's going
to
be a new version?
To share it with you.
Yeah. So
it's tricky because day by day, type 1 diabetes or something, they're just not really willing. Some I know that on Friday I was put that on their sleeve out there and with personal to them, and a whole slew of other issues that could actually be very detrimental to the health. Should they not be in contract the virus.
Well, it's funny because I just got three texts today, and they were all, "Hey, what are we doing for July 4th?" My response to all of them was, "Maybe meeting up 6 feet apart outdoors for 15 to 20 minutes, one on one with a mask." But that's about all for you. All right, we're gonna go take a quick break. But when we come back, I want to talk about something with you that is very, very, very triggering, and it is cancel culture. You're listening to Loveline with Dr. Chris on the new channel Q and on radio.com.
Pre-pandemic.
All right, we're back, and tonight we're talking with Jay Rodriguez, triple quadruple threat, old school queer eye, former host of the morning show, and nightlife virologist. You are a nightlife virologist and epidemiologist. But I wanted to talk about, and I posted this on my social media, it really started a lot of interesting dialogue, and it was my take on cancel culture, because I think we're seeing a lot of witch hunting right now, and also this idea that some people should just be removed and extinguished. And my point was, we should be canceling behaviors and not people, but also holding space for people to be better and to learn and grow, because we have to be given that time and space. I know if I look back at myself 10 years ago, very different in terms of maturity, very different in terms of ethics and values. What is your take on cancel culture?
Yes, so it's twofold. So for me, I was watching a lot of roundtable calling out bad behaviors, and a lot of people, when they talk about the pandemic, kind of feel the way I do. Like, I think I really enjoy that folks should be proud of, where that's hatred or introvert, unless I have to work. So for me, I don't see us resorting to what we knew as normal about certain things. For instance, I can use examples like racially plexiglass or even around the singer, much like you would use for a drummer to mute that drummer's sound. But really, singers' response is, "Oh God, you're being too sensitive."
Sometimes it's been an issue. So when you're singing, you're literally painting triggered by because there's not a lot of culture really stands a chance of becoming any real way because many of the places like Clubhouse and TV show where they get a radio show or whatever they get, and they're so sensitive, even though someone gets on the TV show where they get a radio show or whatever they get, social distancing, even though it was recommended but not forced, because it's like a complex issue, right? Because it's not just how many people are at a table with, it's not just how long are you quote-unquote eating, so your masks are off, it's also how large is the space, how far are you, that maybe low ceilings, you're there for hours and hours. And like you said, each person represents maybe a different household. And how many people are they in contact with your household?
Right. That's just really saying, the issue. And then you have to also, this is wrong, and I'm agreeing that this is wrong, and I don't care what you say.
People feel like there's no room for growth. And in a society that has based, like in a very fast way, become more polarized than I've ever seen in my entire life, there are no folks in the middle dragging people together to a table to unpack the issues that feels like you're impeding on their civil liberties
to cancel culture. And when we talk about online, many times that, you know, God will kill them and then God will protect them. And
I always call it new Christianity. It's just not about very evangelical. It's really about Christian, someone who had sinned their whole life, passed the virus.
We know that this is one of the only viruses that is punish everyone else and shame them until they became a Christian too.
And oftentimes this so many different ways
didn't lead to any kind of level of education about and pass the virus was wrong in this instance. So for me, it's really tricky. I don't think you can use your expression time.
So you think though, when and again, I can't imagine there's ever a moment when we're like, it's done. I think it's going to be drips. But you don't think that at some point we'll look around and it'll just feel like how it's always been? You think that there'll be some ongoing changes?
So what I can speak to is where I live would be Hollywood.
You know, we've all harmed and we all will continue to harm. And I want to save space for us to, like, practice being better. And some of that's just the therapist in me. Other parts of it's the feminist in me. But, like, you know, again, I see some of the things people are getting called out for from a decade ago. And although there should be some accountability to having said that, I want the question also to be, what do you think now? Who are you now? Because that's what I want people to center most. Has the person apologized? Is there any repair they can do? Have they learned? And if so, then we're safe. Because I really want it to be about safety and impact. Now. And even though the historical impact matters, what they're doing now matters too. And that somehow gets wiped away. And again, I just know that, and this isn't being an apologist, this is just being realistic that we have to be open to repair. And there's not a lot of space for that. And I don't know where people think we're going to send or put these individuals. It's like we want them to just be carted off somewhere. And
you don't know.
I don't know. So where do you go with that?
So really, I just really, their job to share with you. Culture, it's something personal. Let's say they have dismiss type 1 diabetes or something, and they're given the right information.
willing to, might just to, educate you know, themselves,
put that on their sleeve out there. It's personal to them. Outlook and a whole slew of other
had the same life experience as the next person. So some folks should have maybe learned the virus.
Well, it's funny because I just got three texts today, and they were all, "Hey, what are we doing for July 4th?" And my response to all of them was, "Maybe meeting up 6 feet apart outdoors for 15 to 20 minutes, one on one with a mask." That's about all I got for you. All right, we're going to go take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk about something with you that is very, very, very triggering, and it is cancel culture. You're listening to Love Line with Dr. Chris on New Channel Q and on radio.com.
I don't always have to agree, but there is a lot of growth in that to understand where someone is coming from. And I think it allows you to bridge a conversation that person may never have had the opportunity to have before. Yes, it's tricky. Yes, it's not an easy conversation, but we're never going to get anywhere as a global society unless we start tackling these issues without canceling people. And granted, I'm sure there are folks who've done atrocious things who may never want to get the help that they need. And I'm sure, yeah, of course, go ahead and do whatever feels best for you. But on a macro level,
let me just say this. I'm okay with removing problematic people from positions of power so they can cause no more harm. I'm okay with consequences. I'm just not okay with punishment because it doesn't leave space for growing. And like, maybe it's my blind spot that as a therapist, I'm gifted with seeing how much change is possible for people because I do that work and everyone else around them doesn't. But like, I just want to remind them that like there is room
for
that.
And tonight we're talking with consequences are okay,
but punishment just doesn't get anyone anywhere. And let's talk about that on another segment.
Queer Eye, punishment in the prison system.
But until then, life, Mr. J. Rodriguez, where can people find you? Is there any primate virologist and epidemiologist?
Yeah, you can find me.
But I wanted to talk about that. I posted this on my social media. It really started a lot of interesting dialogue. And it was my take on cancel culture because I think we're seeing a lot of witch hunting right now. And also this idea that some people should just be removed and extinguished. And my point was we should be canceling behaviors and not people, but also holding space for people to be better and to learn and grow. Because
our question line and then some DMs given to Love Line. Dr. Chris,
I know if I look back at myself 10 years ago, very different in terms of maturity, very different in terms of ethics and values. What is your take on cancel culture?
According to a new survey, yes,
so it's twofold.
Americans are the unhappiest they've been in 50 years. I've got a lot of reasons as to why that is. What are you doing to try to make yourself happier? So the question tonight is, what are you doing to make yourself happier? All right, kids, let's keep it clean, or let's not. All right, first person said, just been praying more. I've realized a new connection to faith. See, that's one of the most,
just sitting in ignorance about certain things.
Amazing thing that can come out of some difficult, dark moments.
For instance, I can use examples like racial slurs, or even microaggressions
to faith, spirituality, religion.
Use all different words. To me, they're very much centralized in a lot of the same points.
And I think that it's a missing component to a lot of people's total care.
You're being too sensitive.
And so I love that that's
been
brought back to you.
And sometimes when people say that, it's due to their own ignorance around the actual issue that this person is feeling pain or triggered by because they're not educated on the history of maybe that word
towards them
or that
others.
Topic.
Someone else said,
a
question
like,
what are you doing to make yourself happier?
Even in queer media,
I've noticed
someone gets
my fuse
on
is
a TV
thinner.
Show or they get a radio show or whatever they
telehealth.
Get.
I love and that. They congratulations. Taking care of yourself, taking care of others. There's the key, right?
Microphone.
When we go to therapy
and
or working on ourselves,
power,
we are also doing it for others, directly or indirectly. Because if we're thriving or if we're not thriving, but we're still focusing on self-care, mental health, and setting the boundaries, we're just really being conscious of where we're at and what's happening around us. Allowing maybe that short fuse, but at least being more conscious of it and letting people know, hey, warning, I'm struggling right now. Help me, go easy on me, like whatever it is. It's helping you. It's helping those around you. Helping those around you helps you back. It's
like
bringing more help into your community, your collective, your family.
I've ever seen
in
my entire life. There are no folks in the middle dragging people together.
I mean, every therapist I think I know is doing telehealth.
So
good luck. Do your thing. Find someone good. Question tonight: what are you doing to make yourself happier? Someone said drinking wine, reading, and listening to the Love Line. That is the trifecta.
You know,
the reading and Love Line especially. I'm not drinking now, so that's not happening. But God bless you. Cheers to you. I'm a white wine fan, not red. Although that seems to not be
as popular. Everyone else and
shame them
until they became a Christian too.
Like red.
And
like, wait,
oftentimes
so
the shaming Moscato. Didn't lead to any kind of
right.
level of education.
Question
about,
what are you doing to make yourself happier? Someone said, enjoying the sunshine as much as I can. Love that.
So for me, it's really
the
tricky. I don't
so
believe you can use
so
your expression
for me,
all the time. Kick someone
so
off
much.
The planet.
The dark, the rain, the snow, the wind.
I know. Cancel culture. We cancel things all the time, even the way we legally govern our country.
So roll around
in prison terms.
Somebody else said about how they're trying to make themselves happier, trying to stay in the moment,
facility
focusing on the good and important things around me.
That's my concern, is about that, negative. You know, love we've that, all right? harmed and so we all will continue to harm. And I want to save space for us to, like, practice being better. And some of that's just the therapist in me. Other parts of it's the feminist in me. But, like, you know, again, I see some of the things people are getting called out for from a decade ago. And although there should be some accountability to having said that, I want the question also to be, what do you think now? Who are you now? Because that's what I want people to center most. Has the person apologized? Is there any repair they can do? Have they learned? And if so, then we're safe. Because I really want it to be about safety and impact now. And even though the historical impact matters, what they're doing now matters too. And that somehow gets wiped away. And again, I just know that, and this isn't being an apologist, this is just being realistic, that we have to be open to repair. And there's not a lot of space for that. And I don't know where people think we're going to send or put these individuals. It's like we want them just be carted off somewhere.
And a new song on the guitar.
I don't know. So where do you go with that? Guitar,
but so me, I just really listen. I tried a long time ago. I wanted to get back to it. Quickly to dismiss folks who actually set myself the right information,
me time in my schedule, might just educate themselves and have a new therapy
outlook on things. Not everyone had the same life experience as the next person. So some folks should have maybe learned some issues around how to be sensitive to folks who have a history of pain around certain issues. But I really struggle with people who say things like, "Well, I don't like woke culture."
There's a lot of things we don't want to be a part of.
Yes, because I think you'd prefer to stay comfortable in not knowing for fear of not having to do something. And I think even for myself, I know that for me, if I want any more DMs coming up next, it's about listening and trying to understand someone's perspective. I don't always have to agree, but there is a lot of growth in that to understand where someone is coming from. And I think it allows you to bridge the conversation that person may never have had the opportunity to have before. Yes, it's tricky. Yes, it's not an easy conversation, but we're never going to get anywhere as a global society unless we start tackling these issues without canceling people. And granted, I'm sure there are folks who've done atrocious things who may never want to get the help that they need. And I'm sure, yeah, of course, go ahead and do whatever feels best for you. But on a macro level,
let me just say this. I'm okay with removing problematic people from positions of power so they can cause no more harm. I'm okay with consequences. I'm just not okay with punishment because it doesn't leave space for growing. And, like, maybe it's my blind spot that as a therapist, I'm gifted with seeing how much change is possible for people because I do that work and everyone else around them doesn't. But, like, I just want to remind them that, like, there is room for that. And so consequences are okay. But punishment just doesn't get anyone anywhere. And let's talk about that on another segment, like punishment and the prison system. But until then, Mr. J. Rodriguez, where can people find you? And is there anything they can check out?
Yeah, you can find me at J.A.I. Rodriguez. Go ahead and over to Instagram, Facebook, all the things, Snapchat. But also, Family Feud is coming back. They're deciding to replay Celebrity Family Feud, Queer Eye versus Queer Eye, Sunday, July 5th on ABC. Check your local listings for the time. But yeah, Sunday, July 5th. Check it out.
Bam, bam, blam. Thanks so much, Jay. All right, coming up next, we've got our question of the night and then some DMs. You're listening to Loveline with Dr. Chris on the new channel Q and on radio.com.
Feel left out, because I imagine when you're all hanging out, you're just talking about love or socialization. I imagine at home you're watching movies together and dinner. I don't know how that emerges in a way where there's a left outness. Even if you're going to gay bars with them or gay events, like, it still can be very inclusive. So I don't understand that part. Trying to pursue a woman, why not? Why not figure out if there's any pansexuality, bisexuality, or sexual fluidity in you? What the heck? You know what I mean? Nothing wrong with that. If you realize it isn't for you, it's not for you. You might meet an amazing woman where that makes sense and works out. I'm all for it. Again, we realize the gender we're attracted to. We think that our sexual exploration ends there, that that's all our sexual identity entails. It's far bigger than just gender, right? It's body shapes and sizes and smells and sounds. It's this huge constellation. So keep looking, keep exploring. And also, we don't realize that it's an open system. It can change. It can grow and change. Maybe you actually do like women or could, but historically there's been still some internalized homophobia you had, or, you know, there's so many different factors. So yeah, whatever you think your sexuality is, it's far bigger than that, actually. And you need to explore to realize that. And I don't mean explore as in with different genders. It can also just be the kinds of sex you have, the kinds of parts of your body you utilize or let be touched, the kinds of, gender expressions of the partner or body shape or size. I mean, there's so many pieces. So
But time for my favorite part of the night, question of the night. Tonight's question was, according to a new survey posted by the New York Post, Americans are the unhappiest they've been in 50 years. I got a lot of reasons as to why that is. What are you doing to try to make yourself happier? So the question tonight is, what are you doing to make yourself happier? All right, kids, let's keep it clean, or let's not. All right, so first person said, just been praying more, I've realized a new connection to faith. See, that's one of the most... I don't know. Gratifying and amazing things that can come out of some difficult, dark moments is a reconnection to faith, spirituality, religion. We use all different words. To me, they're very much centralized in a lot of the same points. And I think that it's a missing component to a lot of people's total care. And so I love that that's been brought back to you. It's such a beautiful tool. I'm all for people having a deep connection to God, spirituality, religion, as long as it's done in a non-toxic way towards them and others. Someone else said, a question tonight, what are you doing to make yourself happier? I can't wait to read these. I've noticed my fuse is a lot thinner. I'm looking for a therapist I can see via telehealth. I love that. Congratulations. Taking care of yourself, taking care of others. There's the key, right? When we go to therapy or working on ourselves, we are also doing it for others, directly or indirectly. Because if we're thriving or if we're not thriving, but we're still focusing on self-care, mental health, and setting the boundaries, we're just really being conscious of where we're at and what's happening around us, allowing maybe that short fuse, but at least being more conscious of it and letting people know, hey, warning, I'm struggling right now. Help me. Go easy on me.